practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to gather together around the radio on this another Sunday morning, and this happens to be July the 5th, 2020. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and I thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we focus today on the concept of patriotism. We are in the Independence Day weekend. Yesterday and the day before, many of us celebrated what we call Independence Day here in the United States of America, and probably today many will as well. And therefore, I felt it would be very appropriate for us to put a program on today that really has to do with patriotism. Our nation has a lot of issues these days, but I will tell you, it is still the best nation on the face of the earth, and I am thankful that God has placed me in the United States of America. And so since we are having a patriotic gathering here this morning, let's begin with the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Here is Kara O'Brien singing it for us. Well, I do love America, and I love our national anthem. For a number of years, there have been those who have said they would like to change the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, but I like it because it reminds us of who we are as a nation, and we need to be reminded of that from time to time. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and certainly I thank God for the privilege that we have to come to you every Sunday morning at this same time from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, with the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. Today, at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30. And tonight, at 6 o'clock, we are going to actually be beginning our daily vacation Bible school with the Wyler Evangelistic Team. And we will be going through Thursday night, and I would encourage you to drop by and visit us for Daily Vacation Bible School. But this morning, during the morning service, we are going to be having a patriotic service, music that will relate to patriotism. I will be delivering a message that relates to patriotism, and I trust that you'll come out and join us, particularly if you don't have another church to go to. If you have another church to attend, if you are a member of another church, please go. But if you do not have a church, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church today. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we are going to have, as I said, a patriotic service. You know, I have had the privilege of being in nearly 35 nations on the face of the earth. And every time I go to other nations, I appreciate what they have. But I'm also reminded that I'm thankful for what we have here in the United States of America. Because even though we have a lot of flaws, and even though we have a lot of issues, America, the United States of America, is still the best nation on the face of the earth as far as I am concerned. And we are living in a day when we need to pray for this nation, and when we need to stand for truth in this nation, because we are facing so many serious issues. I want to read for you a saying that was put together by Dr. Peter Marshall. Peter Marshall was the pastor of that great New York Avenue Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. He also served as the Senate chaplain, that is, to the United States Senate in Washington, D.C. And he wrote an article that began with these words that I want to share with you today. Listen to these words, because even though they were written 60, 70 years ago, they are very applicable for us today, right now, where we live and when we live. He said, "The choice before us is plain: Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." That was from Peter Marshall. And you know what he had to say, even though, as I said, it was written decades ago, is very applicable to us today. It certainly is time for the United States of America to turn back to God, to turn back to the concept of not what is it that America can give to me, but what can I give to America to make America stronger, to make America the nation that God wants it to be. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I firmly believe that God brought the United States of America together for two reasons. Number one, to proclaim the gospel around the world, and we've done a pretty good job of that down through the years. And then secondly, to support the nation of Israel, and we've done a pretty good job with that as well. But we are under attack today, and I don't think that it has anything to do directly with COVID-19 or the riots that are in the streets. Oh, we are seeing those things. But the attack is a spiritual attack. Satan would do everything that he can do to destroy this nation because we stand with Israel and because we proclaim the gospel from these grounds, from these beautiful mountains and plains and hills that we have here in the United States of America. So we need to pray for God's protection over this nation and for the fact that Christians all across America will stand up for biblical truth, to serve the Lord, to proclaim the gospel, and to give honor and glory and praise to our great God in heaven. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for providing for us salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And I pray, dear Lord, that if there is even one under the sound of my voice today who does not know Jesus Christ as Savior, that they would come to know him, whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant. But Father, I also pray for our nation. Here in the United States of America, we are going through a lot of turmoil today. The COVID-19 virus has many of us concerned. The riots in the streets are really serious things that we are all facing in one way, shape, or form. Rebellion against the principles that made this nation great are really seen in so many places across our country today. Father, I do pray that America will turn back to you. And even today, as pastors will be in pulpits all across this nation, I pray that they will preach your truth. Because as we study your word, we know that your Son, the Lord Jesus, said, "The truth shall make you free." And Father, I pray that that is a message that will be preached from pulpits all across this nation today, that number one, people will turn to you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. And then secondly, that people will turn to a lifestyle that will honor and glorify you and strengthen America. For it's in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Here's another great patriotic hymn, America the Beautiful. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to the Old Testament book of Joel, Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, where the Word of God says, "Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rent your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil." From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. And now before I deliver a message entitled Praying for America, we're going to hear that beloved hymn, God Bless America. You know, in reality, that song is a prayer, and it is a prayer that God will bless America. But when I look and see what's going on in the United States of America today, I come to the realization that God will not bless America until we start repenting and getting back to biblical principles. This nation was founded on biblical principles, and consequently, God did and God has blessed America, probably above any other nation on the face of the earth. But in so many ways, we have turned away from biblical principles. We've turned away from truth. We've turned away from righteousness. And we need to take heed to that today. On this weekend, on July the 5th, 2020, as we look in the past, we can see many things that God has done for America because it was based upon righteousness and biblical truth. But as we look into the future, what does it hold for the United States of America? If we turn back to the Word of God, we will see God bless America. But if we don't turn back to God, then God is going to judge the United States of America, and certainly I don't want to see that. This morning, I'm thinking of Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. I'm sure you know this verse very well. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34 says, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Beloved, I think it's time for those of us who love this nation and those of us who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ to pray for America and pray that we will turn back to righteousness. You see, praying for America begins with serious prayer for righteousness and principles of righteousness. Did you hear that? Let me repeat it again, please. Praying for America begins with serious prayer for righteousness and principles of righteousness. As the proverb says, righteousness exalts a nation and lifts up a nation. But where there is sin, that brings reproach. That brings blame. That brings guilt. That brings destruction to any people. There are certain things I believe that we must pray for America as it relates to praying in a righteous fashion and praying for righteousness. Number one, we need to pray that America will be a godly nation. We were founded on godly principles, but in many ways we've taken God out of the picture. Prayer and Bible reading was taken out of the public schools back in 1962 and 63, and ever since that time, we've seen a turning away from God in so many ways. God bless America is our motto, but there are those who would like to do away with that. In our pledge, it says, "One nation under God," but there are those who would like to do away with that. It is time that those of us who know the Lord and love the Lord will pray that America will be a godly nation. Secondly, we must pray that America will be a repentant nation, that we will turn back to God. You know, when you study the Bible, you see that the word repent is mentioned many times over again, and it means to make an about-face of 180 degrees. Ladies and gentlemen, America was founded on biblical principles, but in so many ways, we have set those biblical principles aside. We need to pray that America will turn back to God. Number three, we need to pray that America will be a loving nation, a loving nation. You know, as we look around the earth today and around the world today and around our nation today, we see so much hatred, do we not? Here in the United States of America, this very weekend, we see hatred portrayed in the streets. We need to do as Jesus said in John chapter 13 and verse 34, and love one another. And it starts with you and me who are Christians. It starts with those of us who are a part of the body of Christ. It starts with the local churches in communities all across this nation. Yes, let's pray that America will do away with hatred and start loving one another. Then we must pray that America will be an Israel-supporting nation, an Israel-supporting nation. How I thank God for the fact that ever since Israel became a nation back in 1948, the United States of America has stood with that little country, which in a very special way is God's country. And in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, it tells us that those who bless Israel will be blessed by God, and those who curse Israel will be cursed by God. We need to make certain that in every way, shape, or form, as a nation, that we do what we can to stand for, to stand with Israel, and to defend it in every possible way. Then, I believe that we need to pray that America will be a pulpit strong nation. That's right, a pulpit strong nation. You know, when you look back into our history, you will find that one of the things that made America strong and brought greatness into this nation was the fact that the pulpits preached righteousness. The pulpits preached truth. The pulpits preached that which honored and glorified God. We need to turn back to that because we are living in a time when many pulpits present nothing but book reports and things that really don't make too much of a difference, particularly from the Word of God. I love America, and I know that many of you do too. We need to pray that America turns back to righteousness. Let us never forget Proverbs 14 and verse 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Today, as Christians, let's repent of personal sins. Let's repent of national sins, and let's do what we can to lead our nation back to righteousness. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Join us this morning at 10:30 for a patriotic service at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.